So I started writing things on our family calendar in the kitchen for the first time in over a year. My kids are like, "Mom, what are those words?" To which I replied, "Those children are what we call plans." We may be edging back into real life after the pandemic, but that doesn't mean I don't need good show recommendations for when all the stimulus of the real world starts to be too much. So who best to talk with about upcoming entertainment offerings? Why, NPR's pop culture correspondent Linda Holmes, of course. Hey, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm sort of at the point in this pandemic where I feel like I have watched all of the things. I'm sure I haven't, but I need you to tell me what to look forward to. What you got first?
Okay, so when you're a guest somewhere, I think you should always start by bringing something very delicious. So I'm starting with a new Netflix food documentary that's out on May 26th.
Okay.
They have done some beautiful food shows. This one is called High on the Hog, and it's based on a book by a culinary historian named Jessica B. Harris. It is a historical and culinary tour of African-American cuisine. Mm. And it's hosted by a writer named Steven Satterfield. I'm very excited to see it. They've done a really nice job with these kind of travel and food documentaries in the past. And I love the idea of food as a window into history and culture. I'm very excited about it. And that is coming on May 26th.
Okay, I'm into that. Fascinating and delicious. What else you got?
Well, you know, you have some indulgence, and then food actually also plays a role in the next one that I brought, which is about one of the most television-friendly exercise forms ever invented, which is, of course, aerobics.
Yes. Not
modern. Don't think of modern cool aerobics. Think,
no.
You know, leg warmer aerobics of the 1980s. You will see them in a new comedy drama called Physical on Apple TV Plus, which is out on June 18th. That stars Rose Byrne, who you might know from Bridesmaids or Damages. Yeah, she's wonderful. She stars as a frustrated housewife in 1981 who gets obsessed with aerobics world.
Oh, this sounds right up my alley, Linda.
Yeah, I'm very curious about this. I think it has a lot to do, from what I understand, with sort of her feelings of empowerment being related to her feelings about her physical self.
Huh.
I'm very excited to see what they're going to do with this. I think I really am fascinated by seeing the 1970s and 80s move into kind of the aesthetic nostalgia period.
Yes, it's a hard thing for me to swallow, but yeah.
Well, exactly. I'm much more interested in this than I am in kind of another show that romanticizes the kind of the beautiful mid-century period of, say, the 50s and 60s.
Right.
So I'm really interested to see where that's going, and that is going to start on June 18th.
Okay, we got time. Just a couple seconds for one more. I want to get to this one.
All right. It is called Kevin Can F Himself. It is on AMC's streaming platform on June 13th and on TV on the 20th. It is about a woman played by Annie Murphy from Schitt's Creek who plays a sitcom housewife living a life of quiet desperation off camera.
I mean, that's enough for me. We got Annie Murphy, housewife living in desperation. I'm in like a sitcom, sure.
Absolutely.
Linda, it's always so great to talk with you. Let's do it again soon. NPR pop culture correspondent Linda Holmes.